Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin, Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, share number 592. And we're in Lesson 9 of Binyan Bayis, Individuality and Intimacy. And we're talking about that fourth intention, about Reshus and using common sense and using the Siyata Deshmaya, really internalizing the right decisions to make when someone has issues and of sexual desire as a husband. When to engage in intimacy and when not, when to allow the and direct that urge towards one's wife whom he loves and who's tahar and who's willing, as long as he's keeping Shmiras Einayim properly and being erlich properly, and when yes, when no. So that we talked about in the last year. He mentioned that there was once a very devoted Talmud Chacham who went higher and higher in Kedusha. And one day, to everyone's surprise, he informed his wife that he's going to drop out of Kollel and begin learning with Chavrus in a basic Knesset that was next to his home. After a short while, he lost his Chavrusa. His situation began to deteriorate, and no one understood what caused this to occur. And he got a phone call from a dayan in Bnei Brak who described the young man's situation. He said that there's no question that he dropped out of Kollel because he was greatly disturbed by the lack of tzniyus that was rampant on the buses he traveled on where he needed to get to Kollel. Maybe I could try to help him out. So Moshe Shachadowitz said, I met the young man. Sure enough, he explained to me he's worried about the spiritual damage that the bus rides cause, and it's not worth the Torah that he learns in Kollel. Now Moshe empathized with him, and I asked, he said, after he stopped taking the bus, whether his negative thoughts went away. And with great frustration, the man explained that what he has seen has caused him much damage he still couldn't get out of his mind. These bad thoughts are constantly pursuing me. Not only when our relations are forbidden, meaning when my wife is Anita, but even when they're permitted. And he admitted that this was the biggest problem in his life, and he didn't see a solution. And this was a person, obviously, that worked hard on Shmiras Einayim and being Erlich. So Moshe sat him down and taught him about the power of this fourth intention of Reshus. And then his biggest problem was solved. And in an extremely short time, he went back to Kollel and began to going back up his ladder of holiness. He took the buses, and it had no effect. Again, based on what I'm saying here, you go back to the previous shir, 591, and you see clearly there are many situations where the right decision is to go and engage and be Isaac in the Eishes Ish Bebayis, like we said yesterday in the name of Rav Steinman, quoting the Chaim Volozhin, and that helps that you'll be Zeicha to the Darga of Reishes Chachma Bechutz. Now, the fourth intention in action is Gemara Ksuba Samechei Omed Aleph, an unusual Gemara. Chaima was the wife of Abaya, came before Rava. Abaya had already passed away, and Chaima said, give me money for funny food for the ksuba and for wine. And Rava said to Abaya's widow, I know that Nachmeni meant Abaya, was not accustomed to drink wine. And then she said that he would give me a drink in a fancy cup like this. And she revealed her forearm, and a fire fell into the court, which means that basically that something happened with Rava. He was affected by the beauty of her arm. And Rava stood up and went home and was Teveya, his wife, the daughter of Chizda, for Tashmish. And it goes on, the story, but the bottom line idea was that there was a Yetzirah that came in. It was awakened within Rava when the forearm of Abaya's former wife was unintentionally revealed. You see from here, by the way, the Gemara, how it just sticks to Emes and what things are, and you learn from it. Using this fourth intention, this Reshus intention, this is what Rav actually did. He asked his wife to have relations with him. The question is, why didn't he go learn Musar? Why didn't he go to the base Medrash and learn Torah? Brasi Torah Tavlin. And the answer is that a person doesn't play with fire. The Kedusha of Rava was so great that he understood that in this case, the proper mahalach would be to implement this fourth intention of Reshus, not the three that are a mitzvah, but a rishus, and that is the way he'll be able to remove the Yetzirah quickly away from him. And this took place during the day, because it was during the time that he's being done dinim. To be done dinim is during the day. And Rava understood that even though normally you're not mishamish by day, but Rav understood it was not proper to wait until the night, because this would have given the Yetzirah a possibility of damaging his great level of Kedusha. So even though generally it's discouraged to have relations during the day, it's permitted for a Talmud Chacham who needs to act in this way, if it's completely covered by his offal, as the Rambam describes and Halacha describes, and Rav understood then this situation is a great need. Again, we went through it also in such different situations between a husband and a wife, different matzavim, or vacation where they are more rested during the day. All of these, they are heterim pertaining to this. You see also from the story of Yitzhak Avinu. You know, Avimelech saw through the window, and Yitzhak was mitzachik Rivka Ishtoi. One opinion of the Chazal is that he sensed or saw or probably sensed that he was having relations with his wife. And it seemed like it occurred if he was looking in from the window, it seemed like the event happened during the day, which is generally, in Shulchan Aruch, what one shouldn't do. The Aruch Chaim on the Pasuk addresses the question. It seems like from the Pasuk that it was during the day. Yitzchak was Meshamish's wife during the day. What's that about? And the Aruch Chaim is Masbar on the Pasuk. According to the opinion that Mitzachach literally means having relations, so how could Yitzchak have relations with Rivka during the day? Ulai, and again, he was one of the three avais, the spitz of kedusha, the ultimate kedusha. Ulai, shayba echem in adrachim shemuta b'yayim. It must have been in one of the ways where it's permitted during the day. See, it's interesting. The Aruch Chaim says this. He doesn't say on a av like Yitzchak gvura kedusha. It must have been by night, or say another pshat. No, that was something occurred in the matzav, in the relationship between Yitzhak and Rivka, where this was one of the times we was muta during the day. So us little people here, thinking that we can't come to matzavim where sometimes it's necessary, a lot of times is its source is from an ego-based driven gaiva, not necessarily from kedusha. Oikem ma'isa shuv b'shas, or the Gemara that brought down the Gemara, the Bisud Abai, which we just talked about, the wife of Abai, and Rava went, Vaza Rava. Why? So look at this. The Aruch Chaim says as follows: Ki atzadikim yachushu ledoime de doime de kir. The righteous are suspicious of things that are even slightly similar to what's disgusting. Labal yichshulva, not to stumble in it. So they want that when whatever there is a natural tendency towards this to be directed just to their wives b'tahara, and when this yetzahara starts up with them, in these tzadikim in their high level, they use their good judgment to determine, this is coming into me, the best way to direct it and transform it is to be tevei and request from our wives to allow intimacy to take place, to channel it. Obviously, every person must know to assess their personal situation. And again, we're talking about whether a wife understands this whole concept and there's no pressure on her part. That's a separate issue. We're talking about, obviously, when a wife does understand it and is willing to do this for her husband, b'leif shalem. And Yitzchak was the Amad Hayira. It's almost inconceivable. Yet all the others are beyond the Madrega to even comprehend their high Kedusha, but Yitzchak, who is Yira Hashem, to petition his wife during the day, we can't be masochist. We have no concept of what the level of Kedusha of Yitzchak Avinu was. But whatever the case may be, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says this pshat, it's Kadosh V'tar, this pshat. And from the actions of great tzaddikim, we can understand the importance of such an approach when it's required. And for regular people like us, it's required. Now, generally speaking, should you wait until the night? Yes, you should wait until the night, generally speaking. But there are matzavim where it's different. Benegei Shmiras Sabris. The fourth intention of, again, activating this in a rishus is a technical necessity that exists when a husband feels a need. Right? If a person's very, very hungry and he's standing next to a non-kosher bakery, then, and it's hard for him to break that taiva, run quickly to a kosher bakery. The secret is that one needs to use his physical drives to unify with his wife as much as needed. So there's no desire to interact outside of their unity. We're not talking about someone that's overindulgent, that's hyper-focused on sex, or somebody that lacks Shmiras Einayim, is looking around, or is lax in that. We're talking about someone that is Erlich, really working very hard on their Shmiras Einayim, loves their wife, not interested in anything outside the home. They don't want any of that type of interaction whatsoever. And their physical drives are there, and they want to use it just to unify with their wife and nothing else. And it's the greatest expression of Kedusha. And if you decide, if you want to experience this Kedusha, you won't have a cheshik to run after tumah and impurity. There's a world of holiness. That is the couple's unification. And then there's a world of immorality. That is a quest for empty physical pleasures. When you use this reshus properly, it connects you to the world of Kedusha. So that ad kedei kach, that the world of immorality simply has nothing to offer. And that's where Steinman, when he quoted Chaim Volozhin, said, if you're involved with a married woman, meaning your own wife, in the home, engaging sexually with her, because that is where you want to channel all sexual energy and nowhere else, then you won't have any need for any immoral aspects. The Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the Simeches Ishtei by Shana Rishaina, Sefer HaChinuch Mitzvahs Tuf Kuf Pei Beis, 582, he says, Ki aznus tayeva hi falafanav. Immorality is an abomination before Hashem. Therefore, Hashem commanded us, the nation, to be called Aman, that we should dwell with a woman, a wife, that is designated with us to bring children, and to be with her a full year, to focus on her for a full year. Lahargal hatev, why? Lahargal hateva imai, to get used to the nature of his wife. Or lahat bekaratzen etzla, and that the desire should cling only to her. That is the idea, to get used to each other sexually, where his only desire sexually is towards his wife and no one else. It should place his own wife's appearance and her actions in her heart to such a degree that any action or ways of any other woman is something very, very foreign to him. Doesn't exist for him. One's nature's desire and love things that it is used to. And by being familiar with one's own wife and loving that in his wife and loving everything about his wife, including the physical sexuality with his wife, his thoughts will be turned away from other foreign women. And will turn to his wife who is befitting to him in his thoughts. And the children will be healthy children. And he'll find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So marriage should bring a couple to unification, which is so great that any other woman is foreign to his nature. That's a tayeva. And it's not a small detail in marriage. Kedushas habris, when you're a bacher, when you're single, means holding back and not expressing it at all. Kedushas habris by a married person is, the Kedusha is the expression of it. The expression of physical drives, using it for the exclusive purpose of uniting with one's wife. The Kedushas habris by a married man is manifested more by the engaging with his wife, b'derech tahara, in the right way, out of love, even more than the abstaining. There's a Kedushas Habris in the Nida period, in times where it's not possible to have relations, where it's withholding, similar to when you're a Bachar. And then there's a Kedushas Habris at the time of Tahara, in the right way, in the aspects that are mitzvah, which is the first three ways the Raivet brings down, and the fourth way of Rishus that turns into the mitzvah, which we talked about in the last few Shiurim. And that is Kedushas Habris just as much and even more. In a married man's life, in the Yiddish mishpacha, in the Yiddish way. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us understand this concept, use it wisely, use it to be madrich ourselves, to bring the unification of a husband and wife in the most beautiful, profound way. Bracha v'atzlacha.